smelled like wood and cherries. He didn't sleep in a cabin like the rest of us, but in the lodge, up a dark staircase I don't remember ever ascending. Bob was a musician, and he knew I liked to sing. In the evenings, before the bell in the lodge was rung for dinner, I'd hear him playing guitar through our cabin's screen. I'd go sit beside him. I'd fiddle with the moss on the cement step, and Bob would strum, and we'd try to figure out what to play. We didn't know many of the same songs. Sometimes we just took turns describing those we did know. Sometimes he just played, or I just sang. Sometimes we made up songs together, songs that were absurd and funny to either or both of us. If you'd asked me then, that would have been my main opinion of my Uncle Bob. He was hilarious. One day, Bob and I were buckled into the back seat of a rental car, waiting for someone to drive us into the town nearby, probably to play miniature golf and get ice cream. From his pocket, Bob pulled out a powdery plastic bag of pills. He removed one, held it up, and then chewed it with his teeth, like steak. He laughed like he wanted me to laugh, too. So I did. He produced another pill and did the same. Several pills later, the ritual was finished and he put the bag away. Something was frightening about this. "Why are you taking pills?" I asked. "It's noon. Gotta take pills at noon," he said and grinned. I smiled back. Later, I found my mom. She spent her days down on the dock, wearing sunglasses and a big hat, killing mosquitoes and horseflies with a pair of swatters. "Why does Bob take pills at noon?" I asked. The lake's water stank in the midsummer heat. "Because he's crazy," she answered. "Why?" "I think Dad sent him to military schools after the divorce or something," she said, "and he got messed up in there." My mom is a shy woman, and this was the kind of topic that made her face redden and her voice fall. He'd call us fairly often back then. "Hi, Bobby," my mom would sigh when she'd realize it was him. She'd pace around with the phone to her ear, muttering, "uh-huh," or "yeah," too polite to hang up, but also not that interested. Eventually, she'd say she had to go, that she was busy, which was never a lie. Sometimes she'd hand me the phone. He'd say, "Hey, Sandy," and launch right into talking about whatever was going on where he lived. A neighbor who kept bees, a friend who was going panning for gold. He'd talk about stuff he'd seen on TV. He'd ask me questions about my interests and schoolwork, and no matter what I said, he'd seem really interested, saying, "That right, man," and "far out." He'd mail us cassettes of his music, which were labeled things like Hermit and March 96. His songs were long, sometimes very long, and unvaried, always low and melancholy. Sometimes there'd be a noodling electric guitar or a synthesized drum beat or unintelligible vocals like someone yelling underwater. Sometimes he'd share a new song by playing it into our answering machine. Occasionally, he ran out our tape. He'd leave comedic monologues on our answering machine, too, ones performed as a duo of characters he'd created by recording his voice and then either speeding it up or slowing it down. The first character was called the Slow Man. His messages always began,
"Hello, this is the Slow Man."
The fast-talking character was called Timothy Headache. Timothy Headache usually wanted something, to sell you a car or be elected to office. His messages would screech real fast.
"Hey, oh boy, this is Timothy Headache, and wow, have I got a deal for you!"
In fourth grade, I'd perform imitations of both the Slow Man and Timothy Headache to my friends at recess. I referred to their creator as my crazy Uncle Bob. What crazy meant, I wasn't exactly sure, and the fact that I didn't understand it bothered me. As a child, I often quizzed the adults I knew about their pasts, and back then I'd ask my mom fairly often about her brother, about what happened to him and why. About why their parents had divorced and why Bob lived with just their father after the divorce while my mom and her sister lived with their mother. My mom didn't seem to know the answers to these questions. She didn't like talking about her past, often saying she had a bad memory.